Cassie and Henry.
Hello. Welcome to Butler's podcast.
Oh, and this is the first one we're doing with Bubbles, the rescue dog.
Yeah, she's on my lap, so you can't see her.
Yeah.
But if you picture a kind of bundle of white fluff
with a bit of mischief
about her.
And if you suddenly hear high-pitched screaming, that's her announcing that there's a delivery person at the door.
Yapping.
Screaming.
She's a Maltese.
Very shrill.
She's got her own Instagram account, so if you want to follow that, it's called Bubbles Bear and Friends, and you can see all the wildlife in the garden. Anyway,
good.
I bet you've missed us all this waffle.
Okay, so
we're back in March.
An intro to explain where we've been.
Well, you told me not to do that. Bring everyone down.
Well, you're going to go in a depressing line.
I'm not. So. I just suggested that it would be worth mentioning. It's been a tricky start to the year. So we're back in March rather than January as planned.
Yes, tricky times work-wise, as it is for everyone. A bit of family health stuff just to mix that into the pot. All these things are ongoing. But it seems like March, there's shoots of hope, I would say.
Well,
we've
the
got
sun's
the
out.
Bluebell things in the garden, haven't we? They've
it feels like
overnight.
Spring is coming, so there's a
it's
bit
much
of
much warmer
actual daylight.
Positive thinking.
Maybe we'll have a barbecue.
Now.
In true British style.
The subject matter would suit that nicely.
Mm.
I would say so. Mm. Rioja.
Not quite Aussie Shiraz.
What's wrong with Rioja and a barbecue? A bit of grilled bits and bobs. And
maybe more like Easter's coming and Rioja's good with lamb.
Nice.
Even though I don't eat meat.
So, we're going to do Rioja. Rioja is a wine region. And why are we going to do Rioja today?
Because we recently applied to be part of something called a Rioja Wine Club through Rioja Wines. And we were successful in our application. So, there are 25 independent merchants that were successful.
That's not very many.
No, because we're really good at selling Rioja and talking about Rioja, apparently.
Okay.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah.
So we've been chosen to be part of this lineup, which is really good. And it includes lots of fun stuff. So we'll be doing Rioja tastings in the shop. Dan, who is our manager, is going to be visiting Rioja in July to go and, I don't know, drink a load of Rioja and probably be forced to buy something.
Hopefully find some new wines for us to import. That
yes.
would be the target, wouldn't it?
Yes, seek out some new stuff.
The team are going to be trained by specialist people in the wines of Rioja. So that's very exciting, bit of education for our team.
Yeah,
so
lots
really
of good aspects all to do with Rioja.
And we get to chat about Rioja wines.
Yeah, and we really like the wines from this region. Rioja is the area, it is not the name of a wine.
Yes, indeed. So the wines that come from the place of Rioja, if they're made to the law of the land, are able to label their wines as Rioja, and they could be white, pink or red. Possibly sparkling as well. And possibly sweet, I don't know.
I was just thinking that. We don't have any. We haven't had any.
No, I don't know. I can't remember having one. But I guess in people's minds, they might, if you were in a pub or a restaurant and someone said you want a glass of Rioja, people would picture something red and oaky.
Creamy.
Yeah, creamy.
Yeah, and tasty. I think it's quite a safe option as well. I think people who maybe aren't really into wine, it's a safe option like a Malbec. You kind of know what you're going to get, and there's some pretty good examples out there.
There are a lot of good examples, but there are a lot of producers, aren't there? And they
yes.
do vary in style and in price.
Yes.
Depending on the grape varieties that they use, the amount of oak aging that they use, and whether they're a good producer or not, or if they're just wanting to make sort of everyday drinking wine or wines that you can keep for 20, 30 years. So there is, I think that's attractive because you can apply that to the whites as well.
Yeah.
That you have many options to suit everyone, I would say.
All palates and pockets.
It's a popular wine because they've been making wine since the 1800s and it was the first region in Spain to be designated with like a legal recognition, which is in 1926.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, my knowledge is broad. But it sort of thrust its way onto the market because in the late 1800s there was this pest bug called Phylloxera, which damaged the production of Bordeaux wines. And at that time, Bordeaux was making quite oaky, robust wines. And so they still needed wine to drink and to sell. And so they drifted into northern Spain and found some Rioja producers who were making wine in a similar style, different grape varieties, and started getting involved. And because Bordeaux had a good framework for shipping wines around Europe, it was a good way of getting the Rioja wines into markets such as Holland and Belgium and into bars and restaurants in London. And so it became a popular style of wine.
It's a great place to visit as well.
Really good place to visit.
My only wine trip I've ever done was to Rioja.
Was that?
Yeah. I went to Ladron.
Oh, Bodega Ladron.
Yeah. Okay. And then we visited Marqués de Riscal.
Okay.
Which is the fancy one with the hairnet round it. Yeah. That was super posh.
Yeah.
I think Brad and Angelina had been there the week before.
Okay. Any damage?
What, did we cause any?
Were they arguing then? They seem to have been arguing forever, don't they?
So Rioja is in northern Spain. It's part of La Rioja.
Yeah.
And it's Navarra and the Basque Country. It's sort of spread across.
Yes, and divided up within Rioja into Alta Alavesa, Rioja Alta, Rioja Alavesa, and Rioja Oriental, which was called Rioja
Baja.
So there's three different sort of subsections, and they behave in slightly different ways. But a lot of the wines, they might say that the best wines come from Rioja Alta, but if you make your wine in Rioja Oriental, you probably say that your wine's the best, that's the best sub-region for you. But a lot of wines are blended with fruit from different parts of Rioja, different parcels of land.
And they use different grape varieties, the main one being Tempranillo.
Yes.
And they also have Garnacha, which is the same as Grenache, and Mazuelo, which is Carignan. Graciano.
Yes, look at you.
On the reds.
Tripping off the tongue there, aren't they? So Tempranillo is quite a regal grape variety, makes very good quality wines and might make up the higher percentage of a Rioja wine. Garnacha is grown in all sorts of places, including in France, where it's called Grenache, and is a good standalone wine on its own. But that tends to be blended in a smaller proportion. And then Mazuela and Graciano, are used as like little bit players, like seasoning. Graciano adds some acidity, for example, and some tannin and some grip and some structure. But it'd be very rare to see a Graciano as 100% wine, but you can find them.
We have had them.
I was going to say as well that tourism is important, isn't it? We went to a place called Logroño, because you went to, which is in Rioja, and you went to a concert. That was a musical jig. And that was a great place to visit, wasn't it? And that's a good reason for people to then, if you were there, if you were just going
Logroño
to
Logroño, was brilliant.
If you then, you could use that as a base.
Yeah, it seemed like there were lots of stag and hen parties.
Yeah, but they're nice ones.
Well, yeah, because there were Spanish people behaving pretty well.
Yeah.
Just doing tapas bars. I mean, what a brilliant way to do a hen or stag.
Yeah, you just stop.
I mean, the bars are next door to each other. So you can go like up, like we tried to do, was have a glass of wine and a bit of tapas in each bar.
Yeah.
And there's probably about 200.
Yeah. So it's doable, isn't it? It's not too far away. And once you're there,
no,
you
but don't rely on the trains.
Around.
They don't run.
No, so, they might do, but
not
they didn't
when
we were
them.
There. And also to point out, I went there once, and we were Rioja one night, and then drove from Rioja down to Barcelona the next day, and we left Rioja in deep snow, and then when we were in Barcelona, which is further south, we were outside in t-shirts. So the difference in weather will affect the wine.
That's easy to pack for.
Just saying. So
white wines, we forgot to talk about the grapes. Primarily Viura or Macabeo.
Yes.
Malvasia.
Yes.
Garnacha Blanca.
There we go.
Chardonnay.
Which is permitted now. So they are the main ones. And in terms of buying Rioja wines, I would say the labelling is based around how the wine is aged. So, for example, an unoaked Rioja wine is often a fraction of the price of a Gran Reserva, which has been oaked a lot and kept in the bottle before release for quite some years.
So the young wines without oak are referred to as Hoven.
Yes, which is unoaked or barely oaked. I think there are some which are called Hoven, which
snifter.
Yeah, they've been shown a barrel, but that's more about the fruitier style. And like you said, not on this, but when we were chatting beforehand, you had chilled Rioja, didn't you?
Yeah, somewhere. That's all we could get. That was when we went to this gig. We went to see Placebo. It was a few years ago now, and
big up the Placebo.
We drank quite a lot of everything anyway beforehand, but all I could get in the gig was like a pint in a paper Pepsi cup of red wine with ice. Delightful.
Okay. From they a did handsome have... young man who was going around
no.
following you. Was no. that the story? Was that
no, that
story?
Wasn't. That did not happen. No, so a pint of red wine. There were lots of men with big rucksacks full of beer walking around the crowd, which was a great idea. And I don't know why they don't do that here.
Yes, that is a good idea.
So you can buy a pint while you're standing there rather than having to go to the bar.
The rucksack's the dispenser.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a keg on your back.
Like if you were a spaceman and you got your little backpack.
Yeah, with
on.
A hose on it. And then you don't have to move or miss anything. You don't have to go to the bar. People walk by and you just... €2, yes, please.
One for me, one for the customer. That would be a great job, wouldn't it?
Mm. Something to think about.
Yeah, so that would be the example of a younger style, which is more fruit-driven. When you're aging a wine in oak, you weirdly get oakier flavours, but you also get spice and a little bit of tannin and a bit of richness. So when it's hot in Spain, the style that you're probably going to drink is more of the fresher style, which is Hoven. Then you get into probably the main one that people buy and see, which is called Crianza. And that means that the wine has been aged in oak for 1 year and 1 year in the barrel.
They did have that on ice quite a lot
bottle,
as well.
Sorry.
And that's quite nice chilled.
Yeah, and that's creamier.
Yeah, see, it's a bit, softer, creamy, nice. Yeah.
And that's the minimum requirement. So some producers like Marquis de Murrieta or some of the more traditional producers will probably age their wines a little bit longer. Reserva is 1 year in oak and 2 years in bottle. And Gran Reserva is 2 years in oak and 3 years in bottle. So that's 5 years before you release the wine. So that takes up space. It takes up a lot of
money.
Barrels, takes up longer. Yeah, that will be
justifies the price. Yeah, so... Well, in our shop, for example, we'd have some Hoven wines, which are probably around £10. Then the Crianzas are probably start around £12. Reservas, we're looking at 20-ish.
Yeah.
And a Gran Reserva, more like 35.
But these are graded and labelled purely based around their oak aging. So you can have some rubbish Gran Reservas just as you can have some amazing Gran Reservas. The same with Hoven. And I think you find the producer that you like, and you would probably like maybe the whole range, or find a producer you like and then tell us and we'll tell you what producers are like that producer.
Yeah.
I think that's a better way to go.
Yeah.
And you maybe, I guess people mainly drink the ones that are sort of lightly oaked, like the Crianza, don't they? Rather than a Gran Reserva, that might be a treat wine.
Yeah, that's
food.
Sort of Christmas when people are willing to spend a bit more and they want something a bit gutsier and richer and creamier.
And also important to point out is that the grape varieties that they're using are quite robust and have big, intense fruit flavours. So they can handle American oak, which is the oak that would be used for bourbon barrels, that's American oak, as opposed to French oak, Slovenian or Hungarian, which would be used in Bordeaux or Burgundy or whatever. And American oak has much more vanilla impact and creaminess and spice and a sweeter style of oak, which is very appealing, especially when you're getting used to red wines. If you're sort of coming into it, and the tannins are soft and not astringent, and the acidity is nice and rounded and gentle rather than it being sort of racy and sharp. I think that's partly why the... am I boring you? That's partly why Rioja wines are appealing. So it has a long history of winemaking. It has a lot of tradition there. I've been lucky enough to taste wines through many decades. That's not a Ponzi thing. That's just my work. And I had a friend who hosted big Rioja auctions. So I tasted stuff back to the 1930s. And the aging potential on some producers is insane. And
So they are wines you can buy to keep? Not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them. don't buy a wine under 10 quid and expect it to last forever. But yeah, there are some amazing ones, and they have a really nice acidity running through them that seems to help preserve them. And the colour drops really quite quickly, and they become very pale.
Have we had those Riocas from the 70s?
Stuff. Yeah, I've still got some. Might have one at the weekend.
They lasted really well.
Yeah, lucky dip, but they...
None of them were bad. No. So we sold them really cheaply, just as a kind of bit of a gamble. And everybody that bought one contacted us to say it was amazing.
Yeah, they were fun, weren't they? And wines of that era, traditionally, sort of up to really 1970, when the style of wines of Rioja sort of changed, they favoured a much oakier style. And with the whites, a more of an oxidative, sherry-like style of white wines. And then into the 70s, 80s and onwards, the customers were asking a bit more for a fruitier style of wine and a fresher, zesty style of white Rioja. I quite like that old style myself, but it doesn't seem to be particularly favourable now. People want more of a fruit-driven style. It's horses for courses, though, isn't it?
And we did have we've had lots of really nice Riojas, and we will have more Riojas. We probably have how many in our range at the moment? 20?
I would have thought so.
Any different ones, perhaps?
We'd have more, but I'm not allowed to buy them. And we haven't got space. I tell you what, I did enjoy with a glass of Rioja in Logroño, a plump faggot.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's the one that tipped you over the edge.
I think that...
It was about the size of a cricket ball.
Yeah, it was massive, wasn't it? It was really good. It was good fun.
Yeah, it's definitely worth visiting.
It's very picturesque as well.
Yeah, and what's it called? Where did we go afterwards where there was the museum?
In Bilbao.
Bilbao's brilliant.
Bilbao Baggins.
Really?
The Guggenheim.
Guggenheim, that was good. We had a nice day there and a nice little lunch before we came back.
Yeah, it was great. So we will be promoting Rioja wines through various formats over the next few weeks, I guess.
This year.
It's a whole year, is it? Well, why not?
We've got tastings and a trip in July.
We promote them anyway, don't we? So that's no bad thing. We've recently got a couple of new ones in, haven't we? Those Gomez ones, which... one called Predilecto, I think it's called. About 20 quid. Absolutely lovely wine. And that we need to get their upper range wine. Might be a Reserva or Gran Reserva, which is like it's made out of vanilla and coconut.
The Casa Primicia Julian Madrid back in as well.
Very intense, inky, big, powerful wine.
Organic.
Juicy. Yeah, it's nice. So there's lots of fun to be had, isn't there?
Yeah. And we've got the Lopez de Haro, which we import to the UK with our friends. That's what we were drinking when we were in Logroño. It was everywhere on ice. So like buckets, ice buckets on the counter, loads of Lopez de Haro. Yes, please. We'll have one white, one red. Bosh.
Job done.
On to the next bar.
And maybe our job is done here. Have we covered all the bases?
I think so. Probably do another Rioja one later in the year.
It's a shame that we're not going to Rioja and Dan is, but never mind. We've got to share the love, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See how he copes.
There we go.
Okay, well, we're back again now every single month with a different theme.
Or more often if we can make it happen.
Really?
You never know.
It's unlikely trying to pin this one down.
All right, you're asking. Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye.
I hope you got all that. Doodle pip.